passion.
It is the thought that tells you to go on a diet.
It is the excess fat on your body.
It is the headache that won't go away.
It is the bleeding from your intestines, from tears of being alleviated drunkenness.
It is the child in the birth defect.
It is your killer when you die from a car accident.
It is the savior you worship to fill an aching void.
It is your carpal tunnel syndrome.
It is your tumor.
It is your expensive coffin.
It is the boulders that have destroyed the woods you knew so well.
It is the towering skyscraper that makes you feel forever tiny and powerless. It is your boss.
It is minimum wage.
It is maximum wage.
It is your prison, sometimes with bars, sometimes without.
It is the fear that keeps you up at night.
It is the lock on your door. It is the bullet in your gun. It is your noose in your tie. It is the turned cheek.
It is the cold shoulder.
It is the new appliance that you never knew existed, but you now can't live without.
It is inequality. It is the sink or swim economy.
It is the thing that has categorized you and stopped you from doing the things you want.
It is what makes you feel jealous.
It is your hate.
It is your clenched fist. It is your mace spray.
It is the police. It is the nightstick. It is the protester and the media that tells you not to listen to them.
It is the corporation that creates a new truth for you daily.
It is the gold star earned in kindergarten.
It is your bill for medicine brought to fix your brain.
It is your weakening eyesight and the incandescent institutional glow.
It is your hearing loss.
It is the white noise that drives you crazy. It is the tears that pour down your face after a sad movie.
It is your longing for a dramatic romance with a happy ending.
It is your lust. It is the objectified woman and the powerless man.
It is the rapist. It is the murderer. It is the thief.
It is the profiteer.
It is the worker. It is the dead union organizer.
It is the soldier who is willing to kill and die for cheap oil.
It is the indigenous activist hung for saying they don't want to be killed for profits. It is the rubber bullet.
It is pepper spray. It is extinct species. It is the dying world.
It is polluted air. It is tainted water. It is the accident at the nuclear power plant.
It is the break in the pipeline.
It is the brakes that failed.
It is the patented seed. It is the farmer poisoning himself with the pesticides that were going to make life better.
It is the concrete beneath your feet.
It is the train that went off the tracks. It is the plane that blew up. It is the boat that sank.
It is the drugs you take just to forget it all.
It is your misery. It is your world. It is everything to you.
It's what makes devastation seem not so shocking.
It's what gives you nightmares.
It is your feeling of not having accomplished enough.
It is your desire to have a child to complete yourself.
It is the physical and mental barriers of civilized life.
It is civilization, and it has become you. It is a mindset. It is the feeling of superiority which supplies the reason to destroy all else.
It is unnatural.
It will fall, but will you fall with it?
Its defeat is needed for our liberation as well as for everything else that humankind has set out to overpower.
Freedom is only a thought away. Liberate the mind and the body will follow.
Thank you.
Thank you.